So we haven't seen each other for like how many hours, Harold? Less than 24 hours. And Orly also, and Miss Anna, Miss Sarah, because they joined us in our excellence upgrade for U-Belt. Also si Honey Lee, ayan, no, diba? So it's been a while. We miss you so much. We're so happy to have on board today as a resource speaker two people whose areas of expertise are really project management, because we would like to equip you that way, because in the local church, in our corporate offices, very common, we have a lot of projects. Okay, so we felt it strongly that to equip each other, especially your batch, we had it also, to do something about project management, because I know it happens all the time, and sometimes one project after the other, or sometimes nag-overlap yung projects natin. So this is a very good topic. Our resource speaker right now, we have two resource speakers. The other one has been with us in the ministry for like 11 years and has been volunteering for many years before that. And she's really a gem in the ministry, and we're so glad that God has called her to really work with us and serve in the ministry that way. And then she's like, she's an institution na to herself. Yung parang she has really made that brand, that excellence. And even more than that, what she can give is really, if you know her well, would be she really has that heart to serve. And it's always a joy when you see her working with pastors, serving with pastors, having, you know, pastors, they have different leadership styles, different temperaments, but she always that heart to serve. Yun lang yung talagang God has blessed her with so many giftings and talents, but she never really lost that heart to serve and then that passion for ministry. We're so glad today to welcome Miss May Perez. Would you please give her a hand?
Thank you, Miss Karen. Good morning. Good morning. This is not my first time with you guys, so dapat mas relax na tayo, okay? Well, first of all, am I talking to a class of project managers, as our subject for today will be project management? Am I talking to a class of project managers? Yes? Good. Okay, we'll soon find out if we really have a class of project managers. Jack, can you please pass? We're going to have a skills assessment test for you. Don't worry, this is something that you're going to keep for yourself. This is just for you to know what your leaning is when it comes to project management, okay? It'll be very, very fast to do. What you need to do is only check whether the statement that you have right there is true or false, okay? So I'm going to give you, let's say, about 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes to finish the test, and we'll see how well you're doing with that. Okay? Huwag kayo mag-alala. No copying. It's a personal assessment. Okay? Go ahead and do that. Are we all done? Yan gusto ko sa'yo, Sir Chief, eh. Okay? Huwag masyadong seryoso. Okay? We're gonna have fun in this class today. This will be a lot of exercises, activation, kasi the only way we'll be able to learn is to actually do the exercises for ourselves. Okay, when you look at your tests, who of you here answered all false? Okay. If you answered all false to the statements, that means you have the potential and you have the qualities to become a perfect project manager. If you, whatever areas you answered true are areas that you probably will need to work on, okay? And I want you to keep that, because it's a basis for you to be aware. Once Pastor Jay Abola comes on in about 30 minutes, as he teaches you more, he goes into the details, then you'll see, okay, ito pala yung kailangan doon for me to be able to address this area sa the way I work na hindi ko pa, na I need to work on. Okay? So it's just for you to keep, but actually, that yung dapat na answer dyan is dapat all false. Okay? Sige. But of course, even if you answered all false in there, that does not guarantee 100% success. In every project, there are a lot of elements that vary. Okay? So, don't feel bad. It's okay. Ako hindi ko rin na perfect yan. So, it's good. We're created by God. Every day, we improve from glory to glory. Okay? But the question is, why do we need project management? See, if we do not have a structured scientific approach when it comes to project management, many times organizations will be like floating in the ocean. Sa atin, I don't know if you've heard the term from your pastors or your bosses when they say, sige, just wing it. Familiar ba yung term na ganon? Come on, let's just wing it. Kaya yan. And we've all worked with the grace of God that just overflows sa buhay natin. So we've all had, you know, misses and hits, good hits, but a lot of them have been good because of the grace of God. But you know, as the organization becomes bigger, the projects also become bigger, the responsibilities become bigger. And to the point where dadating tayo sa point where even for a project, let's say, like what Jeff is doing now, the Ignite, there will actually be a need where you just have a project manager. Yun lang yung ginagawa niya. And you will find out why, ano yung responsibilities of a project manager. It's a lot of going into details and looking at every element of the process that you need to be aware of at all times. Okay, in other words, project management is creating structure. It's a structure for your framework so that when you have a project, parang you know, ito lang yung limit ko. Hanggang dito, tsaka hanggang dito. The moment I go out of my limits, it's something that I should be alerted. No? Ibig sabihin, you need to study it again, go back to your project, what is going on, why are we outside the boundaries of our project. Okay? Now, just to give you an overview, what differentiates a project from a day-to-day operational thing is that a project is something that's temporary. It is an endeavor that you do to be able to achieve a specific purpose. And that purpose can either be an added value to the company itself, or it can be, like let's say, ganyan, pag kunyari, meron kayong gagawing, do we say, renovation in your office. You're doing a project management study on the renovation because you're doing something that's temporary and will achieve its purpose up to a designated time frame. Is that clear? So, ang project, temporary siya as against the operations, which is a regular day-to-day thing na parang hindi tumitigil. Hanggang nag-exist yung organization nyo, it's the same thing that you do every day. Now, just for you to be, and many times pala ha, many projects will actually transition to become operational. Okay? Let's say, for example, when accounting started their NAV ba yun? Diba? When they had to study that and invest in it and all of that, it was a project. But the moment na, okay, it's running, it's been tested, monitoring, and all of that, and it's working, now it transitions to become operations. Tuloy-tuloy na siya na operations. Okay? So just para lang ano, para lang lalong clear for us. When we talk about, when we're saying we're launching a new service in the church, is that a project or is that an operation? Project. Very good. If you're doing asset management, is that a project or operation? What is it? Asset management. Is that, who says it's operation? Okay, good. If you're saying We're designing the church's website, a new design for the church's website. Is it a project or is that an operation?
Project.
Okay, so it's very clear for you, ang project is temporary and the operation is permanent. Okay? Now, there are four basic elements of any project. Okay? You will have, first, your resources. We're talking about the people, the money that you need to come up with your project, and whatever materials that you need, those are your resources. Number two is your time. Okay? Which is actually also resources. Pero time kasi, dapat may time frame kung kailan dapat ma-achieve, matapos yung project na yan. Okay? It has the duration and which has to be followed. Number three is money. When we talk of money, we're talking about anong cost nito as against sa profit nito. Okay? And fourth is the scope. Scope is talks about the project size, the goals, and its requirements. Many times when you actually even Google project management, what you will find is that they're always talking about resources, the people, no, the time, and money. Most of the time it's like that. But they miss the very important element, which is the scope. Why is scope very important? Because when you're talking about scope, it actually is the first and last thing that a project manager works on. First, because it covers your objectives, your goals. Kumbaga, ito yung nagbibigay sa'yo ng framework. Okay? And at the same time, as you progress into the project, that's always what you keep going back to. And at the end of the project, when the deadline is done, you've delivered it, you go back to your scope. And you want to check, did we achieve what we were supposed to? Kasi maraming goals, may general objective yan usually ang project nyo, but there are smaller objectives and goals also that you need to achieve. Okay? Many times, sa atin, for the ministry, this is the challenge, actually, no? Kasi when our pastor comes to us, and I'm talking to those in the local church, or probably even in the national, no? You're overseen by pastors naman, or your bosses. We'll say, okay, let's do this project. Dapat, ha? Juyan kahapon. De, parating ganun, eh. No, Juyan in 2 weeks. Kaya ba natin? Knowing us, we'll say, yeah, kaya yan. Sige, bahala na. Parang tatumbling ka na lang. Basta kaya yan. We'll never say no, right? Right? I don't know why we don't know how to say no. But, oh, kasi kahit ako, ganun eh. But anyway, tendency is, yeah, sige, we'll do that. We fail already to make, wait lang. Okay, what are our objectives? What do we want to do? How much budget do we have? Who's going to help us do this? Is this going to be all me or do we have a team? Diba? We fail to do that. We just go, sabi ni pastor, I have to do this. So, hala, jump. Let's go. Let's do this. Diba? Tendency natin. That's our common practice. And I'm not saying that after this class, you guys are going to go back to your bosses and you're going to say, no, stop. Stop. Let's make a project management study, a project study on this, whatever you're asking us. Remember, we're like a big ship that you're gonna slowly try to, okay, maneuver to get to where we wanna go. But this is good information for you so that you understand that if you want to be more successful and less stressed out, you need to do a planning. There's planning that's gotta happen. By the way, if you remember, for most of you who were here when I taught, events management actually is very similar to project management. In the sense that an event is a project. But what I taught you last time was more on the details of what happens in an event. As against today, what Jay is going to teach you is really how to make
a detailed plan. And I want you to get ready because it may be a lot of information for you, okay? But I'm sure that this is something that we will be very valuable to us. I myself, I'm excited to learn from this guy because when they asked me to teach project management, I said, I think there are better people who are more equipped to do this than I am. I've been through stages where we used to just wing everything and slowly transitioning now to making plans. So we still wing some of them. But this is what we're... Before... Jack, are we taking a break? Break agad? Or he's going to go straight? Okay. So we're going to go straight into having our next speaker. I just had to warm up things for him. Okay? Okay, masyadong seryoso. We want this to be fun, challenging, and at any point that you have a question. Because many of the things that he will be teaching might be parang jargon, parang, huh, ano daw? You can freely just say, excuse me, what did you mean by that? Okay? I know there's somebody here in your class who's sanay also to do project management. But for many of us who are actually not sanay, this will be a good thing for us, okay? I will be back later to help Jay do the exercises. But, Miss Karen, are you introducing, or I will? Sige. Nagtuturoan kami kung...
Actually, you know na siya, diba? On the left side, on my left, is Pastor Jay Abola. So, hindi pa siya sanay. So, just bear with him. Hindi pa siya sanay sa title na pastor. But he's really transitioning as a pastor in Victory, Malate. He used to be in the corporate world for many years, working also as a brand manager for Sunsilk, okay, and he's been with Unilever for a long time. So ang hinahandle niya talaga is really projects. That's his area of expertise. So what he brings to the table in Victory Malate would be his experiences and his administrative skills that way. And talagang right hand siya ni Pastor Nixon, okay? So talagang si very proud rin si Ruth, di ba? Dahil talagang go Victory Malate. All right, so please welcome Pastor Jay Abola.
Thank you, Miss Karen. All right, good morning, everyone. Morning. Okay. It's a privilege for me to speak. I've never taught this course, so you are the guinea pigs. So that's great. As I understand, well, as a background, so I was in Unilever for 6 years, managing different brands. Of course, hair brands, diba? So, yung mga nakita nyo commercial, yung mga ganyan. So, hindi totoo yun. Pinapatreat namin yung mga buhok. Anyway, so, I'm not supposed to say that. Joke lang. Okay, are you podcasting this? Oh, no. Okay, please delete that. Ayan, so, I understand that there are people here who also have experience in project management. If you may experience by anyone who's been in the project. Okay, sige, so we will call on you later. All right. And Jeff as well, my fellow brand manager. All right. So for questions and clarifications, ask Jeff. For violent reactions, please direct it to Ruth. Okay, so, all right, project management. Siguro, just to add, after Unilever God called, just a little about myself. After Unilever, my 6 year stint in Unilever, God moved me to Microsoft. I'm a CompSci graduate, so that made sense. Okay, so I graduated CompSci, ended up in marketing. All right, so, and then after 6 years, Microsoft offered me a marketing job. Okay, so I moved in to Microsoft. Although all my stuff are Apple. Okay, so I moved in not knowing how to use Windows 7. Okay, so anyway, tapos nun I was asked to do some consulting, marketing consulting for San Miguel. Okay, so but after that, God called me, so dun tayo. Right, that's why I'm here. Okay, so just a little background about myself. Siguro, just to, how do you use this? How do I go to... Ah, ito. Yan. Ganon. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Ang galing, ano? Ayun. All right. Sorry, sa Victory Malate, iba yung clicker namin. Okay. All right. So just to start with the Word of God, I just want to highlight this verse. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who's hasty comes only to poverty. And really, project management is about diligence. Okay. More than anything, yes, there's skill involved, but the good thing about skill is that it can be learned. But diligence is a matter of character. Right? So I think if... as an admin, if we have this, we can learn this project management and we can do it well. Okay. When I entered, nagano pa yon, nag-disc personality test kayo, diba? Yun yung may mga animals, right? So when I was in college, I think I fall under the author, ganyan, kasi parang may liga ako magano. I never get things done, but I love talking to people. and then when I entered Unilever, bawal yon. Okay, and my boss told me that Jay, if you want to be part of this team, the main value of this team is rigor. Okay, that's something that you need to have. Okay, after all, God is in the details. All right, and that's true, diba? If you read about through the Bible, even Leviticus, how God it's God is in the details, and for us, that's really, really important. Okay. Sige. So let's start. Okay, you all have this, right? With the fill-ins, okay. By the way, if you have any questions, just feel free to stop me and ask. I will try my best to answer. If not, I shall direct you to Jeff. Okay, what is... Oh, Eva, I was hoping you'd attend this class. Thank you, bro. Okay, what is a project? Okay, siguro in simple terms, a project is a sequence of unique, complex, interrelated activities. Okay, it is a sequence. So, meron siyang particular... Something goes before... And then something goes after. To the activators in the room, in our activator pastor, sometimes they absolutely disregard this sequence. Okay, tara, bilhin na natin to, but we haven't canvassed for this, etc., etc. Can you relate? Yes, okay. But yon, it is our job to guard the project. Okay, may sequence po siya. Okay, we can't start buying materials if we don't have a plan. Okay, having a clear goal. All right, later we'll talk more about goals and how we're going to define them. And then involving different people, right? So usually a project has many people. A big project can have people from different functions, okay, from different departments. For example, when I was part of Discipleship 2013, okay, there were people from different churches, there were people from different functions, there was discipleship, there was communications, okay, there were people in worship services, and their competencies came into play. All right, so different people. So chances are, ikaw mag-isa ka lang and you're the only one involved, it's not a project. Okay, so as far as this course is concerned, okay, that must be completed by a specific time. All right. So we all have deadlines. Hopefully, we honor them. Okay. Sometimes we find our deadlines sliding down and saying, "Nasaan na ba yung kailangan natin gawin last quarter or last month?" All right. But it's important that we complete by a specific time and, of course, within a budget. Okay. Yes. So I don't think I have to elaborate on that. And according to specification or specifications, plural. Also possible. Okay, and you know what I love about projects or project management, in essence, is that it's biblical. Because okay? If you look in the Bible, God gave Noah specifications. Okay, God gave Moses specifications for the tabernacle. All right, and David made specifications for the temple. Okay, so it's important. Specifications are important. Okay. So before I go here. I designed na lang the manual, so lahat naman tayo nag-go one-to-one, diba? So we can read through it, and then we can just go with the flow. Okay, a project is a very common way of creating change, and as such, it has a very wide range of outcomes, which can be tangible or intangible. Projects can vary dramatically in size and complexity. Okay, sometimes it's just a couple of weeks, couple of months, like the EN building phase 2, that's 25 months, that's 2 years plus, all right? The detail of each project may vary according to available resources, time scale allowed, and human factors involved. How much money, how much time, right? And what kind of people do we have? What kind of competencies do we have sa team natin? Therefore, each new project must be planned and controlled as its needs dictate. Okay. So a single task is not a project, like I said kanina, and neither is an ongoing work assignment. Okay, so like worship service planning is not a project, it's operations, okay? Church operations. That involves a group of people. Projects require a temporary coordinated effort. Ms. May stressed this earlier. They are comprised of a series of activities that end by a specified date that are completed with a specified cost with achievement of a new initiative, product, or any other activity. Yes, the expectation is that the project team will break up once the goal has been achieved. Like kami, we don't meet anymore for Discipleship 2013 because it's already done. Although they may move on together to a new or follow-in project in a similar area. Okay. So, siguro on your manuals, what are some examples of projects that have been carried out in your department if you're working for EN or in your local church? So, I'll give you 1 minute. I'm sure you can, from the top of your head. Okay, let's hear some examples. Volunteers? Yes. Appreciation night, that's right. Okay, anyone else? Office renovation. Office renovation. Okay, good. Okay, one more, one last. Yes. The website, yes. So long as it's a new project, right? It's a new project, yeah. So like a website redesign or something like that. So that is a project. Okay, good. So everyone has a handle on what a project is. So now, let's move on to project management. Okay, what is project management? Project management is the discipline of bringing projects to a successful conclusion. It is the centralized planning, organizing, controlling, and monitoring of key milestones, deliverables, and resources that will ensure the accomplishment of a project's objectives. Okay, so yun lang talaga siya. Okay, and we'll break it down into 5 different processes. Okay, managing a project means managing the team, the project team, as well as the time and resources needed to ensure that the project is completed on time within the set budget and according to all specifications. Okay, so the management comes in because there are people involved, right? And sometimes we can't just manage tasks. We have to manage people, and there are different kinds of people. We're not going to cover it in this course, but that's a huge part of project management is people management as well. Agree? Kasi iba-ibang tao yung katrabaho natin. And for most of us in the local church, we deal with volunteers. They're not even required to do the job that we're asking them to do. Okay, so ano yung 5 key processes? Initiating, it's the first. Planning. Okay. Executing. Controlling and monitoring. And finally, closing. Okay, so those are the 5 processes for project management. Now, I talked about processes kasi it's different from approaches. Okay, there are different kinds of approaches. Okay, sorry, so I'll slow down a bit. If you look in your handout, there's an approach called Project Management Body of Knowledge. You can actually read that up online. There are steps and phases, and there are certain skills and competencies that you need to manage a project. So that's one approach. Okay. IBM, I think it's IBM, uses the PRINCE2 or Projects in Controlled Environments, okay, widely used in the UK. Okay. Sino dito galing sa computer science field, IT? Right. Okay, so Sarah. All right. The software engineering part, they use a waterfall life cycle. You've heard of it, diba? So those nerdy things, nagapaganan. Yes, that's it, right? Waterfall, RUP, or rationalized unified. I forgot what the P is. Okay. Agile and lean is an approach for manufacturing. Okay. And then PRISM, yeah, is another approach. Okay. So for the purpose of this course, we will go through the basic processes and that cut across the different approaches. So we're not gonna stick to one particular approach, pero let's just talk about them in general. Questions? Okay pa? All right. By the way, if it's, just alert me if it's getting too boring or technical. Okay, kasi one of my biggest fears in life is to be boring. Okay. Thank you. Okay, sige. So, let's start. Okay, process number 1 is initiating a project. Okay, typically, Project managers don't choose their projects, correct? It's handed down to you, okay? Instead, projects are assigned by an individual or a group higher up in the organization, typically a steering committee, a project sponsor, or an executive in charge. In our case, most likely the apostolic team, your senior pastor, the hub leader, tama? So it's usually passed down to us. Okay, a draft of the project is handed down to the project manager, which may be you, with an outline idea that he or she is expected, and he or she is expected to draw up a more detailed and specific set of plans and costs to be presented to an approving body, who will then give the final go-ahead. So, nangyayari, they have a rough draft of the idea of the project that you want to achieve. I think in Victory, it's very rough. So, okay. You know what I mean? Tama ba? Sama ba na recorded siya? But yeah, it's okay. And it's up to the project manager to kind of make sense of that rough draft and make it into a real plan. Tama ba? Okay. But usually, sabihin lang nila, okay, they give certain project parameters. It has to be done by this time or it has to be done with this budget. Diba? Ito lang eh. Ito lang yung allocate natin. And then, the rest is up to us. Okay. Project managers. Okay. Siguro, kwento lang. In Unilever, this approving body are what we call the gatekeepers. Parang anime, no? Anyway. But it's actually a technical term. A gatekeeper, okay, are referred to stakeholders or the top management that make sure that a project is